We call the Buddha the Blessed One. The question sometimes comes up, who blessed him? And the answer is, he blessed himself. It teaches us how we can bless ourselves too. One of the most important ones is directing yourself rightly. We sit here in the present moment, not just to sit in the present moment, because it's because we know that the skills we develop in the present moment will have an effect not only now, but also into the future. We want to make sure they go in the right direction. And this is when your mind is rightly directed. That's why blessing yourself. So you want to make sure that you always stick with the right direction. Don't go wandering off or turn around, go back. We're heading toward the end of suffering. Now the path for some people may be fast and easy. For some it may be fast and difficult. For others it may be slow and easy, others slow and difficult. You can't determine ahead of time which path is yours. It has a lot to do with your past karma. Just take it in stride. It's like the Drake Passage. It's a passage between the southern tip of South America and the north tip of Antarctica. And the sea there is very temperamental. Sometimes it can be very stormy, other times it can be placid, calm. So the crossing for each person as they go is going to be different. For some people it's fast and easy, some people it's fast and difficult. For others it's slow and easy, and others it's slow and difficult. The important thing is you keep going in the right direction. If you turn left or right, you just head out either across the Atlantic, across the Pacific, and you don't get to Antarctica. But if you stay in the right direction, then no matter what happens, you're going to get there. So have that attitude toward the practice. There are times when it's going to be difficult, but you don't let it overwhelm you. As the Buddha said, there are times when tears are streaming down your cheeks because you're sticking with the practice. But he says it's worth it because the rewards, when you get there, more than compensate for anything that you, any difficulty may have encountered along the way. Think of that image of the man speared with 300 spears a day for 100 years. The Buddha said if you could make a deal like that, that they would spear you 100 times in the morning, 100 times at noon, 100 times in the evening, every day for 100 years. But at the end of 100 years, you'd be guaranteed the first stage of awakening. He said it'd be a good deal. You'd benefit, you'd profit. And when you arrived at that awakening, you wouldn't think that you'd done it through pain and sorrow. It would have been through happiness that you would arrive. The happiness is that overwhelming. So look for an overwhelming happiness, but don't get overwhelmed by the difficulties along the way. Stick in the right direction, in the direction of being skillful in your thoughts and your words and your deeds, sorting through what's going on in your mind, sorting through what's going on in your words and your deeds. Trying to choose what skillful alternative you can find. As the Buddha said, choosing the skillful alternative is something that can be done. If it couldn't be done, he wouldn't have taught it. And if it didn't lead to long-term welfare and happiness, he wouldn't have taught it either. So he's basically saying, you can do it and it's going to be good for you. So make sure that your mind is set in the right direction. And then whatever waves and storms come up, keep going in the right direction as best you can. Because when you arrive, it's worth it. It's much better than Antarctica, of course. But don't let the difficulties turn you back.